USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bad weather is postponing the first launch of NASA astronauts from Florida in nearly 9 years. The next attempt for SpaceX will be on Saturday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is casting doubts on whether the Democratic and Republican political conventions should happen late this summer.
Science tells us that there is a healthy path to open up in a healthy way, and that path is testing, tracing, treatment, and isolation if necessary.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says he was shocked and horrified by a video showing a police officer kneeling on the neck of George Floyd in Minneapolis.
We will get answers. We will seek justice. George Floyd didn't deserve to die, but George Floyd does deserve justice.
And Rod Rosenstein will testify as the first witness in a Senate Judiciary Committee's Russia investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow gaining 553 points to finish at 25,546. Republican governors are trying to lure the party convention away from North Carolina. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The planned site for the August GOP convention has been Charlotte, North Carolina, but President Trump has been criticizing its Democratic governor for being so slow to reopen the state in the face of the pandemic. Now he says he will move it if full attendance would not be guaranteed within the next few days. Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia now making a push to have it come to his state. And political strategist David Johnson says his move could gain him at least some political points.
He will highlight that he was right in getting the economy going again, and also the political advantage as well.
Johnson was speaking to NBC News. Kemp says Georgia would be honored to safely host the event.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
There was chaos and destruction in Minneapolis as police officers and protesters clashed over the death of George Floyd. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
Four Minneapolis police officers have been fired less than 24 hours after being involved in the arrest of a black man who died after pleading he couldn't breathe with an officer's knee on his neck. Police Chief Madera Arredondo.
I was very steadfast and strong on what our department vision, values, and our culture change would be moving forward. And one of those pillars is sanctity of life.
Mayor Jacob Frey.
When you hear someone calling for help, you are supposed to help. This officer failed in the most basic human sense.
The death of George Floyd is being investigated at the state and federal levels. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A West Virginia mail carrier has been charged with attempted election fraud after 8 mail-in absentee ballot request forms appeared to have been altered. Thomas Cooper was charged on Tuesday with attempt to defraud the residents of West Virginia of a fair election. The West Virginia Secretary of State's office found 5 ballot requests were changed from Democrat to Republican. 3 other requests had been altered. Cooper is admitting to altering the ballots, but says he did it only as a joke. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. A man was charged with nearly a dozen crimes following an incident that began with a traffic stop in Santa Clara and ended with a foot chase and arrest after the suspect shattered the windshield in a canine vehicle. Mesquite police responded to a shooting Monday after a man shot his son when he threatened to kill his mother with a knife. And police officers in UDOT's incident management team spent nearly 4 hours corralling more than a dozen cows along the Interstate 15 corridor from Washington City to Hurricane late Monday night. Details on these and other breaking news stories from stgeorgenews.com. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and 102 today, clear and 69 overnight, tomorrow sunny and 105. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Question authority. And when authority answers, Arch One Eyebrow and ask, is that so? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Millions of Americans staying at home are relying on Amazon.
Millions of Americans staying at home are relying on Amazon.
Millions of Americans staying at home are relying on Amazon.
Millions of Americans staying at home are relying on Amazon.
Amazon has transformed its operations in response to COVID-19 to protect employees and keep packages flowing.
Amazon has transformed its operations in response to COVID-19 to protect employees and keep packages flowing.
Nothing like a news media reel from all over the country in which you know that every bit of news that you're listening to is scripted. Who's writing those scripts? Don't you wonder? Have you ever wondered? Because, man, they can put in their own inflection because they're the talking head. So they try to make it their own desperately. But it's kind of funny because it's all the same words. Who's writing those scripts? Who's the person that actually combines those words for them to say? And that one in particular on the Amazon story, you know, propping up Amazon. U.S. billionaires increased their net worth by $434 billion during the lockdowns, while everyone else went without paychecks and got their measly $1,200. U.S. billionaires increased net worth by $434 billion during the lockdown. Amazing. Hi, Susan. How are you?
Hey, great.
I'm glad to have you. In fact, that clip, the Amazon clip, is so fascinating, isn't it? You know, you could do that with a lot of stories. This is not the only one. And This type of video, I think, needs to be shared continuously amongst people so they really understand what's actually going on. There was a concerted effort to prop up Amazon during that time. And you know what? They never worried about germs or employees or anything. They put their little masks on and they said, we're great and we're making strides to make things great to get you your packages. And guess what, folks? The American people never really wondered about that so much. They never really thought about, well, what about who's getting my packages and stocking the shelves? And what about all those cash register people? If we're in danger enough to lock down the economy, why in the world were they okay? Just makes one wonder, doesn't it? Well, welcome to the show. And I've got Susan here. We've got a couple of topics to hit right off the bat and so many places to go on the show. Let's start out, Susan. Let's start talking about the about Planned Parenthood for a moment, because some big news kind of hit the light on this. And I really want to expose this and those creepy people that run Planned Parenthood, those horrible, despicable people that run these clinics. What happened?
Well, now we also know that they're liars because according to new video that's come out of 16 of them under oath, 16 unsealed excerpts of sworn testimony from Planned Parenthood executives. So what you remember is this came out yesterday because the Center for Medical Progress went undercover to get them on tape, okay, admitting that they were trafficking in baby parts and getting paid for those aborted baby parts, which I even hate to say the words.
Oh, it just makes me ill.
Yes. So they were saying, oh, no, the fees we're getting are just for the mailing and the transportation. And it wasn't true. So once they were under oath, they did admit that they were getting per part.
Just makes me sick.
Paid per part. And so now those videos have come out. So Planned Parenthood took that reporter and his assistant to court, charged them under some fake law, dragged them through court. And now this has come out. It said one of them, Nguyen, agreed in that email exchange that she wanted to move forward with an attached contract that would have paid Planned Parenthood $750 per fetal liver and $1,600 per fetal liver thymus pair. So they wanted the whole organs of these aborted fetuses, and that's what they were trafficking in. So now, under oath, maybe because they were afraid they don't want to get a perjury charge and go to jail, they finally admitted it. So that is kind of summing up this really sad episode of how hard they fought for this not to come out, because they were caught laughing and joking about how they want to sell body parts and get a Lamborghini. Remember the one who said, I want to get, I'm saving up for that Lamborghini.
These Lamborghini creatures.
It's unfathomable. It really is.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are going to burn. That's all I have to say.
So, and plus, that was breaking the law. So it's now clear that they did break the law because that was illegal. Mm-hmm. And so we'll see what happens going from here. But they created this mess by dragging this reporter into court.
Do you think Congress will finally defund them? Or the states, even the conservative states? Will our conservatives finally defund Planned Parenthood because of this revelation? I don't think they will.
I don't think, if they haven't done it up to now with all the revelations prior to this,
this isn't
going to do it.
And you wonder why I have no faith in government whatsoever.
Well, and they got, there's now an investigation because they got $80 million as a COVID rescue money. $80 million. And I think it's Senator Cotton who's saying, we need to investigate this. It's
investigate? Like, just cut them off.
Well,
yeah.
Like, I mean, close the barn door after the cows are out.
On.
So this is political theater, I think. Oh, we're going to investigate how they ended up with the money. We don't know.
We just paid off murderers and we continuously do it. And we don't have conservatives that are strong enough to stand up for it.
Yes.
And so how are we going to change that, folks? Oh, boy, how disturbing on every level.
Well, and it goes to show you that their sunlight is possible. Mm-hmm. Will it change anybody's mind? I don't know. But people said, oh, those previous videos, the undercover ones were edited and they weren't real. But now they're admitting they were real. They said the things that they apparently said.
And honestly, it doesn't really all fall on Planned Parenthood, because if you're a person who thinks that murdering's cool, because you can't see the baby, okay? If you think that's okay, there'll always be an outfit, a very evil outfit, ready to serve you and take your money and perform something evil for you. So it's the people of this country that have the demand for Planned Parenthood. And as long as that demand is there, Planned Parenthood exists. We have got to change the people. We've got to go to the root source on this and change the people and these young girls that get sold a box of rocks on this topic and think that it's just a blob of tissue. You know what I mean? That's who we have to get to, because we'll never change Planned Parenthood, and we'll never, ever give these congressmen and these senators, basically the Congress, because they're the ones funding, we'll never give them, they'll never possess courage. So if they're never going to possess courage, and we know that, because the courage is sort of ripped out from under them when they go in, I don't know if they're bought and sold then or if they have blackmail pictures, who knows? But let's just say that, you know, that they have zero courage, complete and total wuss bags. So with that, know that we have to actually go to the source. We just have to.
Well, and changing those hearts. And there is an organization that I follow that I absolutely love called the Radiance Foundation. Mm-hmm. Ryan Baumgartner, who was adopted, he's black, adopted by a white family instead of aborted, is pro-life, has just come out with a brand new book, Pro-Life Kids.
Aww.
And just has a great website, radiancefoundation.org. And they do so much to educate people about the value of life.
Excellent.
Precious.
Excellent. We need more of that.
Well, and we haven't talked enough about it because look at, COVID has just flooded everything.
You're right. And what changed the minds of true hardcore liberal progressives when they saw the videos, of it taking place and went, I'm okay with that? So even the simplest thing can change somebody's heart in a matter of seconds if they're shown what's actually going on.
That's
so
right.
Animations, we just have a lot of that to do.
Yes, mm-hmm. of abortion, and people have no idea.
Yep.
So anyway, that's a really good message to keep in people's minds, and visit radiancefoundation.org.
Jeez, COVID took over a lot. And even on Friday, I'm going to interview Nehrawan and Waya again. She's our person that actually kind of exposed the Iraq war a little bit more to people, to for us to understand how our news media kind of lied to us a little bit about the Iraq war, a lot of it about the Iraq war. And so she's going to come back on. She speaks all over the country, and she's going to be talking about the Middle East on Friday and telling us what some of the plans are and what's going on over there. And really and truly, I mean, it overtook us. It did. It overtook everything only because America was in this state of being in a trance. And as we were sitting in this trance and fearful and not going out of our home for some reason and giving our liberty away left and right, you know, not a lot of people ask questions. Yeah.
No.
So I hope we've learned a good lesson for the fall, but honestly, it overtook everything. And you always have to wonder, what are they doing while this is the topic, right?
Right. What are the side topics that have been completely washed away?
It's like, what are they doing with that topic, taking your liberty? And then what are they doing away from that topic, taking your liberty? So it always goes one way, does it not? So we, you know, it's hard to go look at all these other things that are happening, but we're going to have to.
No, we absolutely have to. And I was going to mention an article in the Washington Post, May 1st, and we have talked about this before, the shadow net.
Sure.
Yes. And the headline, technology once used to combat ISIS propaganda is enlisted by Democrat group to counter Trump's coronavirus messaging. And they said it's not the news, it's the narrative. And the point of shadow net, when it was developed as a black psyop, was to shape the minds of the people over in Iraq and Afghanistan. And this is what they're doing. They say, well, the narrative is what's important, and we have a moral agency to change the message that Trump is putting out. We're so fearful of his effect that we have, they said it's a battle of ideas. It's often said campaigns are a battle of ideas, but they're really a battle of narratives. And those narratives
That's
spread quickly online. So they said, we are paying, which is shocking, 3.4 million influencers around the country, paying users with large followings to take sides against the president.
It's amazing. It's amazing to watch the sweep over the censorship.
Yes.
I mean, all things. And so Trump, I love the New York Times header. Does this not say it all? This is the New York Times, right? Bought and sold. Trump wants your tails of social media censorship, as if it's a story, a fictional little story brought to us by the fairies, you know, and we're just delusional. They want your tales of social media censorship. I thought that was so funny. They so want to belittle this and make it seem like you are just being offended for no reason, as people in droves are taken off of social media. And you know what? Here's another clue that social media and Google and all of this is owned by government. Right? Because a private company, you can't really tell them who to, you know, censor or not, because you're buying in with the terms of conditions, right? The terms and conditions. This was all propped up with government money. And this is a great example of the fact that, you know, that people are going to bat for your censorship, because this is run by government money, by
DARPA NQTEL. Funded.
Yep. NQTEL. Be right back. More with Susan when we come back on the Kate Daly Show, a little on Cuomo and a judge. You'll have to hear this. Be right back.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code CANYON.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Utah Army National Guard. Aired by the Utah Broadcasters Association and this station.
Can you believe it? Camping season is here. Camping World is your number one source for everything to get outdoors. Get down to 1500 Hilton Drive in St. George today and save up to 40% off travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, or motorhomes. Come find your favorite that works for you and your family. They're all 40% off. Plus, check out the full retail store stocked with everything you need to get away. Already have an RV? Camping World has the service center ready for your maintenance and warranty needs. Camping World, 1500 Hilton Drive. Why in the world would you go anywhere else?
Hey, business owners. SunTran and the City of St. George would love to thank you for your support with your advertising on their buses. All your advertising dollars help the city's transportation needs. SunTran wants to help you out at this difficult time by offering you a 30% discount on your bus ad. This gets you an ad for as little as $150 a month. To reserve your space, call Susie today, 435-627-4000. This 30% off offer will end when the spaces are gone. Call Susie at SunTran, 435-627-4074.
This is Morgan Gubler with Cache Valley Bank. To me, banking is a relationship business. I build relationships with my clients and learn how their businesses operate so that I'll know how to help. If you want a loan for your business, I won't just give you a phone number to call or a website to visit. Meet me in my office or I'll go to you. I couldn't be prouder to be spending my career with Cache Valley Bank, offering all our clients quality customer service.
Mountains await. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's Share the Love Month at Raindance Dry Cleaners. Refer a friend and you and your friend get $10 in free dry cleaning. And that's not it. If you're a new customer, you get $10 in free dry cleaning too. Let's share the love as we get back to some normalcy during this time. And let us, Raindance Dry Cleaners, do your laundry for you and deliver. Raindance Dry Cleaners in St. George, located on the Boulevard, and in Cedar City on Main Street. Friendly, kind, and quality service is our policy and priority. Raindance Dry Cleaners.
This is James over at Garage Doors Only. Did you know that replacing your garage door gives you the most bang for your buck when you're remodeling? Here at Garage Doors Only, we can assist you in picking out a perfectly matched garage door for your home. Do you have an HOA? No problem. Is your house over 10 years old? Not a problem. Come visit our showroom at 689 North Bluff and I will personally help you pick out the best looking energy efficient door for your needs. We team with LiftMaster and Clopay to bring you the best warranties in the business. Schedule your appointment today at 435-868-1200.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Have you finished all your projects in your yard? See Hearst First for great deals on patio furniture and barbecues so you can enjoy all your hard work. The Prescott Wicker Rocking Chair is only $109.99. A Weber Spirit 3-burner grill is $479 and comes with free assembly and delivery for Ace Rewards members. Hearst General Store Ace Hardware, conveniently located in the heart of St. George and Cedar City. Open 7 days a week to serve you.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There are a lot of places that claim to offer affordable funeral services, but there's only one place in Southern Utah that truly delivers. Candlelight Affordable Funeral Services. With cremation starting at $7.95 and traditional funerals starting at $4,395, no one can beat the price.
Hi, this is Brian at Candlelight Affordable Funeral Services in Cedar City, Utah. Call me today and see that there is a difference. 435-586-3456. Or find us online at affordablefuneralservices.com. And look for the candle.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Wanting you to stay here with me. I know you've got somewhere to go. Won't you make yourself at home and stay with me? And don't you ever leave.
Clapton, don't you? Lay down, Sally. I've got Susan with me. Hi, Susan.
Hello.
And balanceofnature.com. Make sure you go there. Balance of Nature. What a fantastic opportunity to increase your health. In fact, it is. It's the only supplement that I actually chose to go with because it was the one that was packed with the most items in it. It had the most minerals. It had the most vitamins. It had the most of everything. In fact, it can stabilize your blood sugar. It can do so much. So make sure you're going to Balance of Nature. Put in the code Kate, and you'll save 35% right off the bat and free shipping. You can't beat that. It'll be out to you in 24 hours. Free health coach. I mean, they really have packed so much into this. Even somebody to talk to about your health. How amazing. So make sure that you get over to balanceofnature.com. And this is something you need probably in your arsenal for like food storage too. I would highly recommend this product because 31 fruits and vegetables, they go through a 10-step process of pressing that down and dehydrating it. And it really truly keeps all those nutrients. They have a way to do it that is just amazing. Make sure that you're ordering up. I love this product. So we have a couple things to talk about, but you saw a documentary because I'll tell you something. You saw a documentary. Let's start there. And it inspired you. I always like to be inspired. So please share for a second.
I saw on Netflix, actually I was sitting with my son. We were, flipping the channels. Uh-huh. Unstoppable, mm-hmm, by the producer, Bethany Hamilton. Mm-hmm. Now, people remember her because she had written a book called Soul Surfer. When she was 12 years old, she lost her, mm-hmm, arm. She's a surfer to a shark.
Right.
And then a month later, she gets on her surfboard and starts surfing again.
Right.
Well, this documentary is not the movie. There's a movie, Soul Surfer. But this Unstoppable is a documentary she created of the last 7 years. It took her 7 years to put this together, and it kind of covers the whole period. But you see her overcome challenges that, mm-hmm, I couldn't imagine. Marriage, pregnancy, mm-hmm, she's surfing, pregnant. Mm-hmm. I mean, unbelievable. But there comes a point at where ESPN says, we want to award you this mm-hmm, athlete award. And then she finds out it's for an athlete with a disability. Ooh. And she said, that didn't feel right to me. And I turned it down.
Wow.
Because I have adapted. I don't feel like I have a disability.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
It's just so brilliant. And her courage, she said, God put this desire in my heart to surf. And I feel like as long as that desire's there, he will help and guide me. Now, this is someone who had her arm bitten off.
Yeah, yeah.
So to overcome not just the fear, but the physical
right. That
mechanism.
Should have changed everything. Yeah.
It should have. And she's had huge support from her family, but they videotaped everything. And you see her in that hospital bed.
Yeah.
And she just says, I'm going to surf again.
Right.
Wow. Unbelievable. So when we face our own challenges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's amazing. We really do need to kind of be inspired right now. And it was so funny. Dennis Miller, I follow him and he's so hilarious, right? Dennis Miller comes out with some of the funniest things. So he wrote, my God, this country is soft. I can't believe how we get up one day, how we can't get up one day a year, grab our ID and go out to a polling place and vote, for Pete's sakes. He said, for all the blessings we have, we can't pull that together without half the country making it out to be Navy SEAL training. the same half that'll queue up 3 days out for a new Star Wars movie or arrive 5 hours early to see a narcissist like James Comey pontificate at the 92nd Street. Why? He's right. What a soft nation we've become.
That's right.
We really have to check ourselves right now, and we have to kind of gather up that courage. We were born for this time. I've said that so much on the show, and I truly mean it. You're here for a reason, and you've got all the talent in the world and all the abilities in the world to deal with all this going on. And even though we're in a state of you're surrounded by crazy, and I know you feel this way because I've been getting your emails and you can't understand why half of the stuff, why you would close a restroom and then put a porta potty in front with no way to wash your hands. See, that kind of stuff. I know you guys are feeling it, but I just, this might be more of a mental challenge for everybody to get through this time. And we can. I absolutely think we can. It's just that we've gone soft. And we've taken so much for granted.
That's right.
So we really do have to realize, I'm looking at all these stories in the press, and it's just amazing what we're up against right now. Cuomo. Let's talk Cuomo for a moment.
Cuomo. Well, it's interesting that it was.
Good old Andy.
Yes. So Cuomo's taken a lot of heat, mm-hmm, for putting people who were in the hospital with COVID in the rest homes and nursing homes.
A lot of places were doing this. Yeah.
Yes, and then getting them infected. Well, it turns out they dug up the fact that three of the hospital association's top officials gave more than $150,000 to Cuomo's campaign between 2015 and 2018. And now people are looking at that because he wrote and made sure this was in the budget provision that said officials, meaning the nursing homes, shall have immunity from any liability, civil or criminal, for any harm or damages alleged to have been sustained as a result of an act of omission in the course of arranging for and providing healthcare services to deal with the outbreak, essentially. Mm-hmm. And so they were saying it doesn't matter how badly it goes in the nursing home, you're stripped of immunity. I mean, you have immunity.
You have immunity, not stripped of
not
habit.
Stripped. Yeah. No. They want him. Mm-hmm. They said that is such a strange thing to put in because
yes, it is.
People were put in there. And it says nursing home
sick.
Deaths in New York were more than 5,000 at the time this was written. And they said in most states, they're about 40%. If not 50% of the deaths. So something is going on. There was a veterans home in New Jersey that lost 70 patients.
Jeez.
They had like 300 people. They lost 70.
Jeez.
What the heck happened?
What were they doing? Mm-hmm.
That's right. And so now we understand. So there's a very disturbing video.
Well, oh, go ahead. It's like Burks. Burks came out and I have the clip and it says this whole COVID thing originated in nursing homes.
The outbreak
originated in nursing homes. She's right. Think back. What were the first cases? One single nursing home in Washington state had, what, 6 to 9 deaths, something in that range? At least 6 deaths, one nursing home. So obviously there's something wonky going on with wanting to get rid of maybe some of our older population, the most vulnerable of our population.
Right.
And I can certainly see that. I mean, politics aside, you have a lot of people that I think would be just fine with getting rid of a sector of society. And I do fear, like Judy Mikovits said, she fears this fall because she sees a lot more death happening in the older community. Because those are the people most prone to getting that flu shot too.
The flu shot,
and which she said stay away from. Yeah,
yeah. And I was listening to Dr. Zach Bush online, who specialty he has a fellowship in treating the elderly in hospice, and he said, you know, the medications, some of them that our elderly take, could make them more vulnerable to getting this disease because things like statin increase the condition in the lungs that attracts, makes it easier for COVID.
Right.
And he said for some reason, and also the ACE inhibitors, he said for some reason, we knew this at the start, but we didn't take the elderly off those medications and switch them to something else, which we could have done.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, so you see it sweeping through. And what's hard for me is I care for my father, who's 81, Roy. He's probably listening. Hi, Dad. Mm-hmm. And, they're vulnerable when they're in those nursing homes. So you have to visit them all the time. You have to be there if there's a health issue all the time.
You have to speak for them sometimes.
Speak for them, interpret, go get the nurse if there's an issue. So for them to have been locked up like this, and then those 70 veterans is just such a heartbreaking story.
Right.
So now there's federal investigations popping up into what actually happened. So in New York, it said an AP story just ripped Cuomo. It said more than 4,300 recovering coronavirus patients were sent to New York's already vulnerable nursing homes. And then AP did its own investigation and said this was just one of the directors said it was the single dumbest decision anyone could make if they wanted to kill people.
Seems really deliberate.
Yeah.
So will he ever be brought up on charges? No. He's racked himself. He has a whole cover of immunity on this.
That's right.
Oh, it makes me sick.
In fact, he was opening the New York Stock Exchange. You know how they ring the bell? They had Cuomo do it.
Ugh.
I thought, what a kind of PR
stunt?
Stuff.
Yeah,
put him in
complete
this.
And total stunt.
Exactly. That's what I thought. But they were saying, oh, no, they changed the rule a bit. COVID nursing homes, they could turn away the COVID patients. They put up a new rule. But really, they wanted the patients because they were getting money for those patients at a higher profit than an average patient. So this, I think, is going to be the big scandal of the summer and fall, because relatives are not going to let this go. Would you let this go?
Nope.
I would not let this go. If I was deprived, told I couldn't see my father,
right,
I would fight tooth and nail. And then he died.
Yeah, right.
How did that happen? I would want to know. So,
and the families that where their loved ones died of a heart attack or died of something totally different, they need to really start speaking out and start demanding records and start suing. And if we had a lot of this going on, they couldn't get away with a second lockdown or a third lockdown.
No. But,
and they have all these in the works. So
that's right.
It's up to us to stop it. And the only way is going to be in the court system.
That's right. And not to see this ever happen again.
Mm-hmm.
So there's actually a Society for Post-Acute and Long-Term Care Medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And they had warned from the beginning that Cuomo's order admitting infected patients posed, quote, a clear and present danger to nursing home residents. And it contributed to the death of 5,000 nursing home residents, this order to put COVID positive mm-hmm. patients in there. So in Detroit, I was just about to say, there's a video online, which I don't recommend anyone watch. It's a young man in his 20s put into a nursing home. He had a positive COVID test. They were putting young people.
Jeez.
And he brutally assaults one of the elderly, videotapes it.
That just makes me sick.
Like 12 or 15 blows, the man's bleeding. So now he's been arrested. But who in the world did not think of safety concerns?
Yeah.
Putting people in nursing homes. So now that we've seen how bad it can get, we can say never again and keep on top of it and demand accountability.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to see. People are furious. I think this is the end. Like the Detroit, Michigan governor doing the same thing. I think this is the end of their careers, honestly.
Right, right.
It should be, shouldn't it?
Well, let's hope. I mean, we never see anything. There was a meme of Chris Farley shouting at Barr to just please arrest somebody.
Yes.
And I love that meme because it's like, come on. This is... beyond and ridiculous.
Beyond ridiculous, and I
think some justice would absolutely been nice. It's like they keep gearing up for justice, yet justice doesn't actually happen. So that's a problem.
No. And we can give kudos to the good governors. Louisiana barred hospitals from 30 days for sending COVID patients to nursing homes. And they did have about 1,000 deaths in their nursing homes, but it was far fewer than New York.
It's an interesting narrative that we are in so much fear. We lock down the economy, yet we send COVID patients into a nursing home, not in the hospital. It's just very strange because, you know, these hospitals didn't have a big run on COVID patients. And we all know that by now. It's all been exposed and leaked and everything else. And so we've been hoodwinked. And if we don't start realizing it and we don't start understanding how fiercely we've been hoodwinked, they will find new ways to do it. And it's all in understanding how they do it and creating these new norm levels that they're trying to create all over the country so that there's some sort of compromise so they can move the goalpost. It's so wrong. And we've got to stand up to this. And both these stories of these two segments, we'll be right back. It just makes me sick. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with ED? Well, I have great news. We can now fix the problem without any medication, injections, or surgery. Our advanced form of wave therapy is clinically proven to regrow blood vessels and restore spontaneity in the bedroom. We can do so quickly, affordably, and with zero side effects.
Hi, my name is Rich, and I'm an actual patient. I recently overcame my skepticism and started treatments last week. I was astonished to see instant results. These treatments work, and the increase in blood flow was immediate. My only regret is not starting sooner.
If you're struggling with erectile dysfunction and want a long-lasting fix, call in the next 2 minutes and we'll give you the medical assessment and ultrasound totally free. We'll also give you a special gift that produces instant results in the bedroom. That's a $400 value, totally free. Call 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. Put a stop to your ED. Call Wasatch Medical right now to claim that offer. 435-922-7000.
The 2019 Lincoln MKZ at Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln is refined power at your control. With an available twin turbocharged 3.0-liter engine producing 400 horsepower, it's an exhilarating driving experience. And with MKZ retractable panoramic glass roof, change your outlook with a simple press of a button. Right now, you can get $8,600 off MSRP off $43,110 on the 2019 Lincoln MKZ. Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln, we hear you.
On approved credit through Lincoln AFS Financing OAC. See dealer for details.
Is the economy crushing your retirement funds? This is Trevor at Heritage Reverse Mortgage. A reverse mortgage can secure your assets while the economy recovers. With a reverse, you eliminate your mortgage payment, consolidate debt, and access funds to live every month. Mortgage rates are at record lows, and values are at record highs. Now is the best time to set up your reverse mortgage or refinance the one you have. Call me to see how we can help you live better and protect your assets. 435-359-9000. 435-359-9000.
NMLS 149745.
This is Josh Weiser with Cache Valley Bank.
And this is Colby Sprague with Cache Valley Bank.
We're the mortgage lending team for all of Southern Utah, and we'd like to share some of the many reasons why we think it's better to work as a team.
Together, we're more versatile. We team up not just with each other,
but with the entire Cache Valley team to offer types of loans that conventional mortgage lenders simply can't.
We're both proud to be part of Cache Valley Bank, where we have the freedom
and the resources to offer all our clients quality mortgage lending.
Mountains await. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Pioneer Floor Coverings is asking you now more than ever to shop local Southern Utah. Our local businesses are facing challenging times, and if we all work together to support them as often as we can, we will come out of this more resilient and stronger than before. Shop Local Southern Utah is brought to you by Pioneer Floor Coverings. With showrooms open and ready to serve you in Washington and Cedar City, and now offering virtual appointments. Pioneer Floor Coverings, helping customers make their house a home since 1978.
I'm Greg Hughes, Utah's battle-tested conservative for governor. My opponents are nice people, but the let's make everybody happy, move to the middle type of person isn't made to lead in a crisis. I will never turn our smartphones into surveillance devices or uphold indefinite, heavy-handed government orders from liberal mayors that violate our freedoms. I will always defend our constitutional rights, especially in a crisis. Utah conservatives, join me, and together we'll get it done.
Paid for by Hughes for Governor.
Let's take a quick quiz. Would you pay for a product that you could get for 40 to 60% less? Obviously, the answer is no. That's why Wayne and Deb started St. George Ink and Toner. They're saving you 40 to 60% on average by refilling your ink and toner printer cartridges. And at St. George Ink and Toner, they offer an outstanding warranty on all of their products. So stop in today and save money on your ink and toner printer cartridges at St. George Ink and Toner, 42 South River Road, next to TJ Maxx and Planet Fitness.
Our parents were struggling. Up all night and the days were so long, neither one of them were eating or sleeping. The endless phone calls and the stress of all of this were beyond anything we could imagine. We called The Haven at Sky Mountain and immediately knew that this was the answer for our parents. The Haven could provide the care they deserved and our parents couldn't be happier.
The Haven at Sky Mountain is independent and assisted living in Utah, surrounded by a beautiful and majestic landscape. Call 435-674-7883 or havenassistedliving.com.
This is Kate Daly, and my show is brought to you by the Piano Gallery, located on the Bloomington exit, right by Bloomington Walmart. You can get a gorgeous piano for a great deal. Talk to John or Jamie. A piano makes a beautiful house a home. Home Flooring Connection. Need a new floor? Call the expert. Home Flooring Connection. HomeFlooringConnection.com. Best Mattress, the best place to buy Tempur-Pedic. Save up to $1,500 on Serta, Beautyrest, and Sherwood. Free delivery and setup with the Best Mattress 120-day satisfaction guarantee. Why shop anywhere else?
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
And it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire.
Great song. Great song. Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Thank you for those that donate to the show. So appreciate it. It goes right to the show. There's no middle guy, and I appreciate you. And if you can donate, do, because I fear with what, how long we'll be able to do this, and I thank all my co-hosts for the sacrifice they make to be on the show, really in so many ways, time, energy, money, and just even taking their thoughts and blasting them out there. And I know that that can't be the most comfortable thing in the world all the time, but I've got great co-hosts. Tomorrow, Chris Ann Hall will talk about the constitutionality of a vaccine. You know, what did the Supreme Court? How did they? weigh in on it. All kinds of things to talk about with that. And we might have some surprise callers. And then, of course, on Friday, we got a packed show, too. We got it's just crazy. By the way, donate buttons are right in the middle of the homepage. You can just scroll down and find those. And you can go to katedallyradio.com on Facebook, katedallyradio.com on Facebook as well. And you can see all the postings there. All of us co-hosts, post there as well. Let's talk a little bit about censoring the censors, because it's getting insane. Trump, and I really like this about Trump. So here's a plug for Trump in the way that I've never heard this from another president before. You know, people have been censored before, but he's actually bringing it and saying, okay, I want to hear the stories. I think I'm going to construct this panel. I want to hear more about all the censoring going on. And he's the first one I've actually seen address it publicly and say it's actually happening. But you were talking about on the break, Susan, you were talking about his tweets about mail-in voting.
Yes. And So Trump tweeted out, he's been tweeting that these states that are adopting mail-in voting, we have that in our state. Mm-hmm. And how do you even get it? Like, right. It's one day you wake up and your state has it. That Twitter added fact-check language to two of Trump's posts, two of his tweets.
Uh-huh.
It says, get the facts about mail-in ballots.
Right.
And that's right on his tweet, like below his message. Get the the facts, linking to a fact-check page. And because they are saying that he's falsely claiming mail-in ballots would lead to widespread voter fraud. But it's been proven over and over again about how these ballots go missing, how they're filled out by people who don't belong to the ballot, how there's no way to verify, you're not showing ID. And so, in fact, in the states that had mail-in voting or no ID, Hillary won. Mm-hmm. But in the states that had ID and not mail-in voting, for the majority, Bernie won. And so people were saying, did she scam the vote?
Right.
Because she won in those states. So he is now in a full out war with Twitter. And he said that he could, he's threatening them. And he's saying there may be changes and corrections to what they're doing. And so it's a huge on-tweet battle happening.
You know, with his money, it would have been fun to have seen him start a Twitter.
Right.
Because he could have controlled it.
Yes.
Right.
That's right.
And that would have been nice, because if we don't start thinking outside the box, you don't have to play in that playground. If he's trying to reach people so that they know what's going on, then own it.
Yeah.
Own it.
That's right.
A private company.
That's
people
right.
can opt in, you know what I mean, with their terms and conditions. But he certainly has the money to do it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, like the guy who started the
Trump
library.
I'm talking about.
Yeah, the library thing.
He
instead of YouTube, where it's not going to get censored. It was library, but it's L-B-R-Y.
It's L-B-R-Y. Four letters, L-B-R-Y.
Yeah. So Twitter was on him. So people are asking Twitter to censor him over something else. And that is accusations about Joe Scarborough and an intern that happened all the way back in 2001. And Twitter said, no, we're not going to censor him for that. We're not going. We're going to just let it play out. And so people were outraged. But it's about the mail-in voting. It's almost like there's a sensitivity to voters not getting the idea that their vote isn't secure. We can't let them think that. Right?
Right.
So the thing about Joe Scarborough, people are like, what in the world is that? Joe Scarborough was married, but there was an intern in his Florida office by the name of Lori, who was found dead one morning. There was supposed to be an appointment with the congressman. Two people showed up for that appointment and found his 28-year-old intern deceased.
Scarborough's intern.
Yes. Morning Joe with Mika. That's Scarborough. He was a congressman at the time.
Uh-huh.
And he had resigned from Congress 5 months into his term.
Right.
Said he wanted to spend more time with his family. The intern.
Well, there you go. If that isn't obvious, nobody leaves Congress to spend time with their family. I mean, even to this day, I want to know what they had on Paul Ryan. Nobody leaves.
Yes.
You don't leave when you're Speaker of the House. You don't leave when you're in Congress to spend more time.
No, they can't even pry people out.
I know.
Like Joe Biden, after
their
40
cold,
years,
scaly old hands will
gripping.
Hang on for dear life.
That's
oh gosh.
Right. That's right.
Oh.
So they were saying is so here the
Wow. sad.
The conspiracy is that there was some connection to 9/11 that she knew about because her death was mysterious. And she had her. So Trump, for some reason, is tweeting about this. Now, whether or not it's just to harass Joe Scarborough, who left office, he actually left a week before 9/11.
Right, strange. Yeah.
He ended up married to, so his second marriage to Jeb Bush's assistant in Florida. So what did everybody know? Did she know something? And that's what it's about. I'm not saying I believe any of it. All I know is Trump is going full bore after him. So this could be just a strategy of Trump's to harass him.
Yeah.
Right. Which is a horrible, but he's keeping it up. Like, look deeper. Dig, dig, dig. All right. Well, Trump is sometimes a piece of work on stuff like this. I mean, he really
I don't even care. I mean, honestly, I would just like to see some forward motion on making solid changes, like owning his own Twitter or doing something like that. That way, if you wanted to know what he was thinking,
yes,
without the scriptwriters or without those people that, that he's walked away from, then there you go.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
he can put it out there if he wants.
Yeah, a majority of the country is going to go there, and then the Twitter can have their playground of liberal progressives echo chamber. I mean, go for it. Right.
That's right. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's what we love about free speech is you get colorful.
Yeah.
Colorful.
Very colorful, apparently.
Like this.
Very colorful.
Oh, which you can, yes, rely on Trump for that. So it is, Trump is in full bore. He actually gave an interview, it was fascinating, to Cheryl Atkinson. Now, Cheryl Atkinson has her own website that you can go and see it, but it was a video interview, and she did a great job. But he said, I am going after the deep state. They are vicious people, and that's what I want to do. And so I would highly recommend people watch it. I believe it's on the show website because I posted it there. And
the Kate Daly Show.
The Kate Daly Show. She does an excellent job.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome.
Cheryl Atkinson.
Yeah, she's fantastic. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you so much.
You bet.
Kate.
I
first want to say I'm so glad you're back on the air.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
And I just talking a little bit about this mail-in voter registration.
Yes.
And I just don't, or excuse me, the voting ballot. And I was listening yesterday to, Williams. I'm sorry, I can't think of what her name is. She's like Mitt Romney's niece, right?
Yeah, okay.
And she's running the Trump campaign. So she was talking about just in Nevada alone that there are, you know, millions of voters who basically received a ballot for a person who wasn't even at the address anymore. And they went to the landfill, I think it was, and showed the thousands and thousands of ballots that were actually just trash, right?
Right, right. Yes, absolutely. My own son, when he was 16, got a ballot because when they register it with their driver's license, they get a ballot. I mean, it's so wrong. And the politicians that love this, I can't imagine embarrassing myself to say I love mail-in voter because basically you're going, I love mail-in voter fraud. I mean, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, right,
We have a lot that we need to change. And
having a million, there's just some change needs to happen.
Yes.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. Thanks.
There's a story on Breitbart. USPS, United States, the Postal Service mail carrier charged with fraud after allegedly tampering with vote-by-mail requests.
Yeah.
And so here you have the... the postal guy. It's not even the people. It's the post office guy.
Yeah.
And so he was charged with mail fraud. And so you know it has to be bad if they're actually charged.
There's a lot of this going on.
So to
on
say
right
it's
now.
Secure. And then I'm sure the next step is let's just vote online, which is another nightmare that we should resist.
Yes. Oh, yeah. 100%. And then the judge that had to hire an attorney in the Flynn.
Yes. So Michael Flynn's case, DOJ and his attorneys, Sidney Powell said, yes, we're dropping the case. DOJ said, based on what we've seen, trying to get Flynn to target him essentially by the Obama administration on their way out. The judge said, I'm not signing off. So now a panel of three judges, Sidney Powell, his attorney, the judges said, hire judges. What are you doing? You have 10 days to respond. He had to hire an attorney to write the response.
They're milking this. They're milking it like they are COVID. Wow.
The judge had to hire an attorney. It is a big mess. Just because he is wrestling this to the ground so that he doesn't have to sign off. And then the suspicion is, well, they may have to end up in the Supreme Court just to sign off on this. Mm-hmm. But it's to keep Flynn not from joining the administration, not contributing. But he may be contributing in ways we just don't know.
Well, there you go. You know, and I said on Facebook, I dropped this post today. I was just thinking about it and thought it would be really funny if everybody, if a COVID tracer calls you, I would say don't answer. But if one does call you and you really do feel the need to speak, just name your friends as like Gary Herbert or Spencer Cox or Gavin Newsom or Pelosi. These are your friends. And just let them know you had a nice lunch with them and they coughed all over you and you coughed all over them and they looked a little peaked, like they had a fever. And then tell them you toured the health department and that you toured the government offices. Maybe we could get those shut down. And basically give those names, you know? Good old Uncle Tony Fauci, Anthony Fauci. You could give these names instead of your close personal friends and relatives. And maybe this might be a way that if they had enough people doing that, that we could end this kind of insanity with these COVID tracers, this little Nazi regime going around and invading your privacy that have no legal authority whatsoever to do that. So just a thought. We have to get a lot more creative. It's kind of like showing up at a gun rally and leaving your phone behind so it can't be tracked within that circular region
of
the geofencing. And then also wearing a I Love the UN cap with a good old Biden is my hero t-shirt with a, I don't know, the UN flag on the back. And I think that when CNN publishes those pictures and Fox News, it would be quite funny because you'd see a sea of what looks like progressive liberals at a Second Amendment rally.
That's right.
If we don't start absolutely challenging the narrative in different ways than we've ever thought of doing, we'll never get anywhere. They're really good at playing these games, and we're not. We're not, typically.
Yeah.
And so I say, you know, I was with good old Uncle Gary Herbert for lunch. He looked a little peaked. You're a little worried about him. All those people that took your liberty, well, I'd say just name them, right? I mean, come on. Wink, wink.
Join the party. So on ebags.com, there is something. We have ordered RFID bags, which protect your phone from and some very nice purses and bags.
Yep.
But RFID bags.
That's awesome.
It's a blocking.
I might be representing somebody that does that too.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm talking to somebody right now because I really like the idea of that. Really cute purses and wallets and everything else that restrict them getting info. Okay, caller, you got 30 seconds. Go.
I would like to contribute to the narrative.
Okay.
The governor candidate who says that I will not let your cell phones be used for blah, 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 blah.
Uh-huh.
Does he really think people believe that he has any control whatsoever over that?
Well, they've already implemented that emergency system, and that's what they're using.
Oh, I know.
So, it's kind of a lost cause.
Does he have any control over that whatsoever? No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
It's such an inane statement.
Interesting. All right. Hey, thank you for that. Really appreciate that. Caller, 20 seconds. Go.
This is crazy, Corey. Hey, we're winning
seconds.
The battle. I was at two public things. We went to a birthday party. Well, not two public, a birthday party and a funeral.
Okay.
And our family didn't wear masks, and a lot of people were. But as time went on, people were taking them off until only people who were older who probably thought that the mask was helping them had them on. So just keep
plugging away.
Free.
Keep plugging away. I love it, Crazy Corey. Thank you. It's so true because then people start to go, well, gosh, why am I doing this after 125 days? That's the longest incubation period I think we've ever seen. And 17 weeks we've been in this thing since the first case. 17 weeks. Look around you. Is everybody dropping like a fly? No.
Not at all.
Oh, quit buying into this. Masks are ridiculous. They don't do anything but make you feel better. Susan, thank you.
You're so
Susan
welcome.
Reif, I really appreciate you. And
you
Melissa
betcha.
Today, too. Fun show. Be back tomorrow with Chris Ann Hall and Uncle Milty. Maybe some surprise callers, who knows. And, I'll see you tomorrow. Be faithful. Be fearless. Go to katedalyradio.com for the podcast.
Can you believe it? Camping season is here. Camping World is your number one source for everything to get outdoors. Get down to 1500 Hilton Drive in St. George today and save up to 40% off travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, or motorhomes. Come find your favorite that works for you and your family. They're all 40% off. Plus, check out the full retail store stocked with everything you need to get away. Already have an RV? Camping World has the service center ready for your maintenance and warranty needs. Camping World, 1500 Hilton Drive. Why in the world would you go anywhere else?
The 2019 Lincoln MKZ at Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln is refined power at your control. With an available twin turbocharged 3.0-liter engine producing 400 horsepower, it's an exhilarating driving experience. And with MKZ retractable panoramic glass roof, change your outlook with a simple press of a button. Right now, you can get $8,600 off MSRP off $43,110 on the 2019 Lincoln MKZ. Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln, we hear you. On approved credit through Lincoln AFS Financing OAC. See dealer for details.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.